This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In the United States, the 117th Congress gets underway, and the U.S. House of Representatives elects a new speaker. Democratic incumbent Nancy Pelosi is running unopposed. Pelosi is the first woman in U.S. history to serve as House Speaker, and she has signaled that this would be her final term as Speaker and possibly her last term in the chamber. She is 80 years old. To assume the role of House Speaker, a member must receive 50% of the vote plus one. Despite the COVID-19 pandemic, lawmakers must vote in person in this new Congress. And Americans closed the door on the 116th Congress, which managed a government shutdown, the impeachment trial of a president, and the deadliest pandemic in a century. Looking to the weeks ahead in U.S. politics, control of the U.S. Senate will be determined on Tuesday when voters in the state of Georgia head to the polls in two Senate runoff elections. The outcome will have implications for President-elect Joe Biden's agenda. Two Democrats will need to defeat two incumbent Republicans for Mr. Biden's party to take control of the Senate. So far, over 3 million early votes have been cast in Georgia. And the new U.S. Congress meets Wednesday to officially count the votes cast by the Electoral College. There are 306 for President-elect Joe Biden and 232 for incumbent President Donald Trump. And then we move forward to the inauguration on January 20th. And in India, the top drug regulator said Sunday it had given final emergency use approval for two coronavirus vaccines, one developed by AstraZeneca and the other by local company Bharat Biotech. Both vaccines are being produced in India. This is VOA News. Again, one of our top stories, India authorizes the emergency use of two vaccines, one developed by AstraZeneca Oxford and the other by a local pharmaceutical firm, Bharat Biotech. This paves the way for one of the world's biggest inoculation drives. The nation of 1.3 billion inhabitants plans to vaccinate up to 300 million people by mid-2021. And Egypt, the Arab world's most populous country, approves the use of a vaccine developed by Chinese pharma giant Sinopharm. The first batch of 50,000 doses of the vaccine was delivered in December, with another 50,000 expected this month, after which the inoculation program will kick off. In Zimbabwe, that country imposes a national lockdown with immediate effect following a surge in COVID-19 cases, creating a major problem for most citizens who rely on the informal employment sector. The Southern African nation is already struggling with a deepening economic crisis, hyperinflation, and high unemployment. Saudi Arabia announces the reopening of borders and the resumption of international flights after a two-week suspension aimed to stem the spread of a new COVID-19 strain in Britain and other countries. The European Union says it is ready to help drug companies expand coronavirus vaccine production to clear a bottleneck in distribution, with the EU Health Commissioner citing a worldwide shortage of production capacity. Rescue workers in Norway have uncovered a fifth body 4 days after a landslide buried homes near the capital. Police are saying this on Sunday. And the search continues for five people still missing. The tragedy occurred in the early hours of Wednesday when houses were destroyed and shifted hundreds of meters under a rush of mud at the village of Ask, 25 kilometers northeast of Oslo. About 1,000 people have been evacuated out of a local population of 5,000 because of fears for the safety of their homes as the land continues to move. Search and rescue teams have been using sniffer dogs, helicopters, and drones in a bid to find survivors. The Norwegian Water Resources and Energy Directorate said the disaster was a quick clay slide. Quick clay is a sort of clay found in Norway and Sweden that can collapse and turn to fluid when it's overstressed. And in Japan, Japanese media say a 29-year-old man has been arrested after allegedly breaking into the Tokyo residence of the emperor. The man, who has not been named, reportedly spent 2 hours in the residence before he was discovered. And that's all we have time for.